It's June the 20th, 1995. We're at the Senior Citizen Center, and I'm taping John Party for the celebration of our 40th anniversary and our City Historic Commission. John, how long have you lived in Madison Heights?
24 years.
And when did you move here? Where did you come from when you moved here?
I moved here from Hazel Park. I moved here in 1971.
1970. Tell us about the changes you've seen here.
Well, I saw a lot of changes. I saw some before I moved here through visiting the city. Campbell Road, for one thing, was just a one lane, and part of it was so muddy that you couldn't hardly go up and down Campbell Road.
Go ahead.
I don't know a whole lot more that I can really say. The houses had most of the, well, it was not, it wasn't densely populated in Madison Heights. The houses were, didn't have any, very few of them had inside plumbing. And they had water and electricity, but the toilet facilities were using outhouses, and we used to have fun on just for Halloween, pushing those over. And there used to be a little old, well, real low building on 11 Mile Road in John R. It was called the Sunset Inn. It was what they called a beer garden. I didn't drink at the time, but I had been in there a few times, and I always wondered that. This was before the war, and when I came home from the war, the building was gone, and I never knew exactly. Well, I was sure it was 11 Mile and John R., but then somebody could have said it was a different place, because everything changed so much at that time that you were really, it's hard to think about the way it was, because it changed so much. I was in the service for 4.5 years. And I spent 2 years of that overseas. I landed in France on D-Day. I was very fortunate that I made it safe. And this year I was in the Madison Heights Parade. And
great.
I wore my uniform.
Well, wonderful.
Very proud of it. And I don't know a whole lot more that I can say, but if you ask me some questions, maybe I'll have some more answers. Well, one thing I can say and be proud to say, and I'm proud that Madison Heights has it, is a wonderful and beautiful senior center. Everybody that comes here brags about our senior center. They think it's the nicest one that they've ever seen around. And when I first retired, well, before I retired, I used to come down John R. and go to 13 Mile Road going home, because I live at Campbell Road 13. And I used to go by here, and I had the senior center at that time was a little white house. And then when I retired, the senior center was the building it is half as big as what it is today. And I came here, and I was received very well. And the people here are very nice, were very nice to me, and they're nice to everybody that comes in this center. We have a few wackos, but they have those everywhere. And since then, this center has been added on to, and we have all kinds of facilities here. We have, and people, a lot of people come here for lunch, and I kind of help in a way at the center with serving the people who would come in here with canes or wheelchairs. I deliver their dinner to them, and I help out a little bit on the newsletter, and if they've got furniture to move that I'm able to move it, I help this. In other words, I do little odd jobs around here, and I try to do what I can to volunteer, because a lot of the center needs volunteers to do the work, because they can't pay everybody to do everything. And I'm here almost every day. I take advantage of the pool room. I play pool, and we have a real good time playing pool. And then, of course, after I help out, then I usually go home. And do what little bit I have to do around the house.
Do you do any bowling with the leagues?
I did at one time. I bowled when we had a... They still have the league here, but and I bowled in it for about, I would say, 6-7 years or so. But then my back started bothering me, and I had to quit bowling. I wish I could continue to bowl with the senior because they have a real good league, and everybody enjoys the league and has a good time. It's good recreation for the seniors. And they have, of course, they have a lot of card playing here. I don't play cards very much, so I really enjoy it. But a lot of the seniors play cards here quite regular, and they have good cards for parties here.
You know, it's a great place to come to meet friends too, isn't it?
Oh yes, you meet a lot of good friends in here.
And a lot of people get here and they play cards and things, something they never do at home. They just lay around the house and not have anything to do. Well, and they play bingo.
Oh yes, they love that. They do. They have bingo every Thursday.
Uh-huh.
And I'll tell you,
that's the biggest day, isn't it?
Yes, it is. Thursday is the biggest day. That's when our biggest crowd is.
How do you like the lunches?
The lunches here are very, very good. Matter of fact, the meals are excellent.
Wonderful.
And, I don't eat lunch here a lot because I don't eat lunch very often. But when I do, I eat here. I enjoy the meal, and most of the people here are real good people, and the staff is very efficient. They do anything that you ask them to do that's within right, and they keep pretty good track of the people. And if somebody gets sick, they can't get to them fast enough to help them. And the staff is very good. And the building itself is very clean, it's very neat, and it's well taken care of. And a lot of these seniors really, now, I don't classify myself as in this category because I'm married, I have a wife, and we have a house, and I enjoy being at home a lot of times. But some of these seniors, that I don't know what they would do if it wasn't for the center. They would sit in apartments and look at four walls, and they would dissipate, and they wouldn't be around too long.
You know,
the senior citizen is great for these people.
It certainly is. I was down in St. Petersburg a few years ago with my husband before he was dead, you know. And people just sitting around on the outside of the churches and things look like they're just sitting there ready to die. You don't see that here. People are active. People are involved, and people are... They dress up to come down and everything else. I think it's good for the whole situation myself. And John, I thank you. You've been very pleasant to do this with me, and I really and truly appreciate it. I know the city will, and this will be part of the record that the city will have in the future. And
Lois,
thank you, and God bless you.
God bless you, Lois. I hope that I've done a little bit for you. When you're not prepared for something and don't have it wrote down, but none of this is wrote down, I'm just talking out of what comes through my head, and thank you. And
that's what we want is memories, not
right.
Not what's written down. We want memories, and that's what you got a lot of, and I sure appreciate it.
You're welcome, and thank you, and God bless you.
You too.